Worldly great people reject the cross. The whole company listened spellbound. But the apostle was interrupted by Festus, who cried out, "Paul, you are mad, your great learning is turning you mad." The apostle replied, "I am not mad, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking the sober truth. For the king knows about these things." Then, turning to Agrippa, he addressed him directly, "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe." Agrippa for the moment lost sight of his surroundings and dignity. Seeing only the humble prisoner standing before him as God's ambassador, he answered involuntarily, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." KJV. The apostle answered, "I would to God that not only you but also all who hear me this day might become such as I am," adding, as he raised his fettered hands, "except for these chains." Festus, Agrippa, and Bernice, all guilty of grievous crimes, had that day heard the offer of salvation through the name of Christ. One, at least, had been almost persuaded to accept. But Agrippa refused the cross of a crucified Redeemer. The king's curiosity was satisfied, and he signified that the interview was at an end. Though Agrippa was a Jew, he did not share the blind prejudice of the Pharisees. "This man," he said to Festus, "could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." But the case was now beyond the jurisdiction of either Festus or Agrippa.